Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, "Are you catching the 12:15 flight to New York?"
"No, I'll leave this evening."
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about? You will read A, New York City, B, an evening party, C, an air trip, D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now, the test will begin. Number 1. Hi, Jack. Did you watch the football game last night?
Of course I did. It was so exciting.
Question. What are they talking about? Number 2. You're working with this bank now, aren't you?
Yes, I've been working here for 2 years as an assistant manager.
Question. What is the man's job position in the bank? Number 3. Sir, what would you like to order?
Let me look at the menu for a moment first.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? Number 4. Good morning. What can I do for you?
I'd like to change $200.
Question. What did the man want to do?
Number 5. Why are you interested in working with our company?
I think I will have a better chance for career development here.
Question. What is the man probably doing now? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
Excuse me, sir. Is this your luggage?
Yes, it's mine.
Would you please open it?
Sure, no problem.
This knife should not be taken onto the plane.
It's only a small knife. I thought it could be brought onto the plane.
I'm sorry, but it's restricted by the regulations.
It was a gift from my foreign friend, and I want to keep it as a souvenir.
In that case, you can leave it at the airport and get it back when you return.
Good idea. Thank you very much. Question number 6. What is the man doing?
Question number 7. Why does the man want to keep the knife?
Question number 8. What might the man do with the knife?
Now, listen again. Excuse me, sir. Is this your luggage?
Yes, it's mine.
Would you please open it?
Sure, no problem.
This knife should not be taken onto the plane.
It's only a small knife. I thought it could be brought onto the plane.
I'm sorry, but it's restricted by the regulations.
It was a gift from my foreign friend, and I want to keep it as a souvenir.
In that case, you can leave it at the airport and get it back when you return.
Good idea. Thank you very much. Question number 6. What is the man doing?
Question number 7. Why does the man want to keep the knife?
Question number 8. What might the man do with the knife?
Conversation 2.
What time does the next train to London leave?
At 16:35 from Platform 8.
Is it a direct train to London?
No. You have to change trains at Birmingham.
I see. One ticket to London, please.
Single or return, sir?
Single, please.
£64, please.
Here you are.
Here's your ticket and the change, sir.
Question number 9. What time does the next train leave for London?
Question number 10. What kind of ticket does the man want to buy? Now listen again.
What time does the next train to London leave?
At 16:35, from Platform 8.
Is it a direct train to London?
No, you have to change trains at Birmingham.
I see. One ticket to London, please.
Single or return, sir?
Single, please.
£64, please.
Here you are.
Here's your ticket and the change, sir.
Question number 9. What time does the next train leave for London?
Question number 10. What kind of ticket does the man want to buy? Section C, Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now, listen to the passage.
Ladies and gentlemen, now let me answer your last question. How to succeed in a job interview? The most important thing is that you should arrive on time. Being late is not polite. You should also get dressed properly and neatly. Good manners are equally important. Don't be too proud, neither too shy. What's more, you should not be nervous, because it may affect your performance. Being confident can bring you to success. Finally, be honest about yourself and never tell a lie, for honesty is the best policy. All in all, doing well in a job interview means a good chance of being employed. Wish you success in your job interview.
Question number 11. What is the question the speaker tries to answer?
Question number 12. What is the most important thing for a job interview?
Question number 13. Why shouldn't you be nervous?
Question number 14. Why does the speaker think being confident in a job interview is also important?
Question number 15. What is the last piece of advice from the speaker? Now listen again.
Ladies and gentlemen, now let me answer your last question. How to succeed in a job interview? The most important thing is that you should arrive on time. Being late is not polite. You should also get dressed properly and neatly. Good manners are equally important. Don't be too proud, neither too shy. What's more, you should not be nervous, because it may affect your performance. Being confident can bring you to success. Finally, be honest about yourself and never tell a lie, for honesty is the best policy. All in all, doing well in a job interview means a good chance of being employed. Wish you success in your job interview.
Question number 11. What is the question the speaker tries to answer?
Question number 12. What is the most important thing for a job interview?
Question number 13. Why shouldn't you be nervous?
Question number 14. Why does the speaker think being confident in a job interview is also important?
Question number 15. What is the last piece of advice from the speaker? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。